I'm going to change the subject entirely now. I'm going to go back to our first two presenters, Lee and Bob. There were two issues that I wanted to cover that we kind of glanced through, and I want to go a little bit more in depth on them. Bob, in particular, wind farms. Where are we in terms of the wind farm issue? Is it something that a change of administrations could affect?
Well, there was certainly a lot said on the Democrats, on the House Democrats conference the other day, and I'd like Lee's thoughts on this, that were somewhat concerning. Congressman Lowenthal, Chairman Lowenthal, actually, there's been a lot of partisan commentary suggesting that Interior Secretary David Bernhardt's slowing down of the Vineyard Wind lease was partisan and based on his predilection for fossil fuels. In fact, a lot of the domestic industry was quite enthusiastic about that. And the fact of the matter is that there were a number of requirements that weren't being fulfilled on the quick timeline. We had a meeting with Secretary Bernhardt in Boston back in July that I actually coordinated. The secretary was very clear that, you know, he comes from a background, and again, this goes back to appointments matter. I mean, he comes from a background where he worked in the oil industry, and he's very aware of what kind of regulatory hurdles there are to go through if you're going to go out and try to drill somewhere. And so his point was that we don't know in this rush to create offshore wind energy development, we haven't really studied what sort of harm could come from the disturbance of the benthic environment from the creation of all of these giant towers. A lot of people in the seafood industry have said, if we disturb one blade of grass with a scallop dredge, we get all kinds of trouble. If we bump into a whale, we get into all kinds of trouble under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. And yet some of these wind farms are slated to go up in areas of migration for right whales, of which I believe there are only 400 left on the planet. So the biggest issue for the seafood industry right now, and I think for other industries, including shipping, is that while people are not necessarily opposed to the development of offshore wind, there is a concern that it be done properly and with respect for existing uses of the ocean. It was a little bit curious, I thought, when people were talking about, in terms of the bill, the climate change bill being needed for food security. Well, I don't think we're going to help food security if we diminish the fossil fuel production of climate change gases by creating an alternative that actually prevents people from being able to harvest the rather tremendous resources that we have off of our coast.
Just to give people a little bit of background, Vineyard Wind is this massive project off the Atlantic coast. It's in pieces. It goes like it phases in different a certain number of turbines at a time and gets a little bit larger as it goes. But it would be the most extensive wind farm operation that we have off the coast of any of the U.S. coast. Correct?
It would be large. People don't realize how large these are. Some of these, and not just Vineyard Wind, all of them, some of them are larger than some small U.S. states.
Yeah. And the species, the folks who are most concerned include, I know the squid fishery is concerned. Are there other species? Do scallopers care about the turbines? Is that in their area?
Well, there are a lot of issues with a lot of different fisheries. The Responsible Offshore Development Alliance, known as ROTA here in the United States, conducted an excellent series of meetings last week to address some of these concerns. The scallop industry is concerned because the issues are myriad. The issue for scallops is larval dispersal. When scallops mate, they disperse larvae. It's carried by currents. Where the currents carry the larvae is a factor in whether or not those larvae survive and become new scallops or whether they die. We don't really currently understand what will happen around these turbines. There is something called the cold pool, an area of cold water that comes at low level, that comes up toward the New York Bight. And that is being affected by climate change because of the warmer waters. We don't know what will happen if that, if those colder waters that are normally there underneath the warmer waters in the summer are disturbed also by some of these, by building some of these things in the benthic environment. There's been the offshore wind, AWIA, it's called, and I, forgive me, I can't give you the exact name, but AWIA has produced some video showing happy fish, recreational fish, around the block, the current Block Island turbines. And that may be true. There may be some artificial reef development kind of factors occurring around some of these turbines. But when if you take a look at the incredible number and size of these wind farms that are being proposed, it really raises questions about whether we really understand what we will be doing to the ecosystem through all of that construction, and whether it's been studied appropriately.
Okay.